Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And I hope you're headed out there today for the last day of the early muzzleloader season for antlerless deer. And if you are, well, give us a call when you're in your car and say hi. We'll be more than glad to talk to you. Wish you luck if you like. If you're out there for archery season, the bucks are starting to heat up a little bit. The does are starting to heat up a little bit. And we're going to have a breeding season here before too long. That's for sure. So we had we had some nice pictures come in over the transom for the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. Some nice bucks are being taken out in the area. A lot of kids are doing well. We had a bear season. For the first year in a long time, as long as I can remember, the bear season didn't end early. No, it did not. And we're going to let you hear about that in just a minute. Let's see. How about if we do that right now? Anyway, our phone number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. But first, let's listen to this. This is the bear hotline. Let's see where we are with our bear season. We wanted to take up to 120 bears, I believe, if I remember the number right. Let's see. There it is. Here we go. Uh-oh.
I'm sorry. Your call cannot be completed.
Uh-oh.
Please check the number.
I made a boo-boo, apparently. Wait a minute. Let's try this. Let's try one first. What do you think? Don't get the wrong number. Why not? That'd be fun. Hello? That'd be funny. See if this works. This is the bear hotline, allegedly. Or not. Well, how about that? We're not going to sit here and wait for all this to go on. Let's try it one more time. I'm just trying to do some good radio here because we got some stuff coming up that's going to be all right. And I'm failing miserably, but hey.
We're sorry.
So why can't we get this number? Huh? I bet I could get it on my mobile phone because I just called it last night. Last time. And then we'll try it again later. Okay, we're done. Brian, you want to try calling it? Yeah, you can try calling it later. Anyway, today, that was terrible. Sorry. Today is the last day of our muzzleloader drawing contest for October. If you'd like to get in on the drawing, all you have to do is call us here at 410-922-6680. Give us your name, your phone number. At the end of the show, in the second hour, we're going to pick somebody's name. We've been tearing up tickets here and matching tickets with names all the way through the month of October. I think we even opened it early, didn't we, in the end of September. So we got a lot of folks here ready to go. All right, let's move along. Doug Gansler, Maryland Attorney General, has made the news this week. But before we talk about Attorney General Doug Gansler, who, by the way, never answered my letter, Delegate Jolene Ivey from Prince George's County is his running mate for Attorney General. And in 2006, before she was first elected delegate, she was profiled in an interview with the Gazette. The link to the interview is still up on her campaign website, and I suspect it's going to disappear shortly. This is from Jeff Quinton, printed on October 11th. That's why I have a PDF of the page saved and reproduced at the bottom of this post, and you know you can check that. But this is from Jeff Quinton online. The Quinton Report. Here's the first question in 2006. Do you believe Maryland gun control laws are too strict, not strict enough, or just right? Doug Gansler, candidate for governor of Maryland. This is the person he picked for his running mate. according to Ms. Ivey, not strict enough. Let's outlaw handguns and semi-automatic weapons, retaining access to reasonable hunting weapons like single-shot rifles and shotguns. In other words, Ivey supported, possibly still supports, banning all handguns and banning all magazines for rifles, leaving only what she terms reasonable hunting weapons like single-shot rifles and shotguns. Even in a state with screwed-up gun laws like Maryland, that's out of touch, according to Jeff Quinton. Just thought you'd like to know. Good morning, Jim. How you doing?
Doing good.
What's up?
Hey, I was just heading out to go bow hunting with my boy.
There you go.
As his learner's permit. It was the first time getting him to drive me to the site.
Oh, good.
My question, whether you could answer, I didn't have the regs. Beans, I just heard muzzle loaders still in. Do we have to wear arms?
Yes.
Okay, I thought so. I said,
yes.
Let me just call up and ask.
Yep. Any time there's a firearms or muzzle loader season, in effect, you have to wear orange.
That's what I was thinking.
Yep.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. How many boys do you have?
I just have one.
Just have one, and he's driving, so we don't want him to be talking on the phone.
No.
Now, has he gotten a deer?
He has with rifle, but he got him a new, saved his money up, got a Parker bow, and
he's good to go,
to
huh?
He's wanting to get one with the bow and arrow.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard what I just said about the attorney general who's running for governor, Douglas Gansler.
Yeah.
His running mate is Jolene Ivey. She's a Democrat, obviously, from Prince George's County. And she wants to ban all handguns and all semi-automatic rifles and think that we would be only allowed to have a reasonable choice of hunting rifles like single-shot rifles and single-shot shotguns.
They just keep picking and picking and picking, don't they?
Well, sure. And that's what she wants.
Yep.
So there you go. All right, buddy. Appreciate the call.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, Attorney General Gansler got in a bit of a pickle this week. Just a little bit of a pickle. You know, he's a gun banner. He's an anti-gun, you know, for law-abiding citizens. Criminals, hey, Katie, bar the door. Get all you want. Steal all you want. Get them however you want to get them. You know, we'll slap you on the wrist and send you back out on the street. But you law-abiding citizens, by God, you better get your fingerprints done. You better get a license to own a handgun. Doug Gansler, running for governor. A month after, this is from the Washington Post, John Wagner and Ann Marimal, published 2 days ago, October 24th. A month after launching his campaign for governor, Maryland Attorney General Douglas Gansler was entangled Thursday in yet another controversy, this time acknowledging a lapse in judgment when he appeared at a beach house party and did nothing to stop apparent underage drinking going on there. At a half-hour news conference in Silver Spring, Gansler said when he stopped by the party for graduating high school students in June, he should have been more vigilant about ensuring that the teenagers were not doing anything illegal. A photograph shows Gansler in the middle of a party scene surrounded by young people. He said that failing to more thoroughly investigate what was going on at the party was, quote, a mistake I made. In hindsight, I probably should have assumed there was drinking and talked to the chaperones about what they thought was appropriate, Gansler said. But Maryland's, hey, it was in Delaware. What the hell? Maryland's top law enforcement official said he was there as a parent, hoping to talk briefly to his teenage son about travel plans and not as a police officer or anything else. He saw teenagers drinking from red plastic cups that night. Gansler said there could be Kool-Aid in the red cups, but there's probably beer in the red cups. Gansler called a news report in response to the Baltimore Sun story that included a photograph of him amid a throng of teenagers, three of whom were dancing on a tabletop. At the news conference, Gansler was shown a copy of the photo that appears to show him holding a phone. When asked whether he was taking a photo with it, he said he'd not yet learned how to do that with his new iPhone. That's pretty stupid that if he doesn't know how to take a picture with his iPhone. Duh, you point it and you press that little button. Duh, I don't know how. Please. He said he thought he was reading a text message. Well, we're not going to belabor this. We're just going to tell you that Doug Gansler, top law enforcement officer in Maryland, attended a teenage party where they were pouring beer off the banisters on top in the second, you know, like the little overhang there, pouring beer down into the mouths of people who are down below and walking around with red plastic cups full of what Gansler thought may have been Kool-Aid. But I would like to send this little dedication out to our illustrious Attorney General, Douglas Gansler.
Solo Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals. And you, sir, do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. Hey, Red Solo Cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable. And unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac kissed my ass. Woo!
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
I love you,
Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party.
Now, I really love how you're easy to stack, but I really hate how you're easy to crack. Because when beer runs down in front of my back, well, that, my friends, is quite yucky. But I have to admit that the ladies get smitten, admiring how sharply my first name is written on you with a Sharpie when I get to hitting on them to help me get lucky.
Red Solo Cup.
All right. I think you get the point. Doug Gansler, this bud's for you. Toby Keith in Red Solo Cup. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6668 is our phone number. And we welcome your phone calls here. Sign up for the muzzleloader contest. We're giving it away today. Very simple. Call in, leave your phone number, say hi on the air, and you're in the contest. We'll be right back. Outfitters. Looking for a place to hunt for quality deer or waterfowl? Hammer Hollow Outfitters has thousands of acres spread over 9 farms on Maryland's Eastern Shore. Brian Doyle and Ken Kirchner are dedicated to your success and your safety. Hammer Hollow has proven blinds for ducks and geese, and their farms produce big bucks year after year. Your chances are good for a fair chase mature whitetail. Visit their website, hammerhollowoutfitters.com, or call 410-903-2872. Hammer Hollow Outfitters, 410-903-2872 for geese, ducks, and quality bucks. Hey, talk to the guys at Hammer Hollow Outfitters. They're seeing some really nice deer. They got plenty of geese coming down, so give them a call. Hammer Hollow Outfitters.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into 3 regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
You're on the most powerful powerful names in talk. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
Yes, some folks say I'm a simple kind of man. I love the outdoors, eat my beans from a can. I like hunting, fishing, don't care what the tree huggers say. I learned more about life sitting out in the woods or on the banks of a river when the fishing's no good. And if I go home skunked, well, hell, I still had a good day. 'Cause if I can't go hunting, I'll go fishing. If I can't go fishing, I'll be wishing that I find something fun to do before I call it a day. Yeah, give me my gun, a fishing pole. You might find me down at the fishing hole. I put the line in the water, watch the Bible go float away.
All right, we're back. Let's talk to Wesley in Westminster. Good morning, Wes. How you doing?
Good morning.
What's going on?
Oh, let's see. I called in, I think, 2 weeks ago, and I was talking about finding a hunting areas, public hunting areas in Carroll County.
Yeah, how'd you make out?
Well, fair, but it looks like, do I need to call them each time before I go and set up an appointment?
Yep, and the best time to call them is Monday.
Oh, it's Sunday.
Monday. M-O-N-D-A-Y.
Monday. Okay.
Yeah, Monday. The best time to call them is Monday.
I didn't think they'd be there on Sunday.
No, Monday, buddy. Monday.
Okay.
Yep, and that's a question you have to ask them. Each individual property has different rules and regulations. Have you been to the Gwynbrook office and gotten the maps of all the properties?
You know, I used to go there when I used to get the map for Liberty Reservoir.
Yeah, well, you need to go there because they've got maps and lists of all the properties. And
right. Well, I think I'll try and stop in there on Monday.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And check them out. That's the Gwynbrook office. And they're up in a little garage up there on the left-hand side all the way up. And you can...
Right.
You can check that out and find out what what's what. Make sure you get your hunting book out and say and get the number. And you know, if you can't stop by, at least you can call. But Monday's about the only day you're going to be able to get through there.
Okay.
All right.
I appreciate that.
Have you been out lately?
Well, let's see. We went out the muzzleloader.
Yeah.
I took my son. He's still looking to get his first with the muzzleloader.
Oh, good for him. Good for him.
Yeah, we came pretty close. We did see a couple, but they weren't in range, so we opted not to take that shot.
No, that's good for you. That's if they're not in range, it's pointless, pretty pointless.
Yep.
Yep. So
he wanted to squeeze that trigger, though.
Oh, well, they all do. You know, they all get excited. I was kidding my grandson. When we were done with the hunt, you know, we had two nice does come in, and I've, you know, of course, letting him shoot, of course. And I'm sitting there with my gun, and we're side by side in a ladder stand, and he's shooting. He's on my right, shooting to my left. So he's got the gun, you know, leaning on the rail, and he's shooting away from me, of course, but across me, basically. You know what
right.
I'm saying? I mean, he's right, the deer on the left. So let's just leave it at that. No, everything's safe, of course. So he shoots a deer. We get it done, get it out. And we're on our way home in the truck. And I said, you know, I'd have probably shot that other doe. I'm just kidding him now. He goes, why? He said, why didn't you? I said, you had my gun pinned down with your barrel. I figured you didn't want me to shoot it. I said, you know, you just wouldn't let me get my gun up. And he's just kidding. You know, I'm just kidding. He laughed. I laughed, you know. So, but, hey, it's all about him, you know.
It is. You know, it really, and, you know, you feel that excitement with him, you know.
Absolutely.
That is so
Oh, my
so
gosh.
Cool.
I get just as excited as he does. We had a young man out in Howard County who shot a nice deer. 9-year-old boy shot a nice 9-point or 10-point buck with his crossbow. And his dad was in the stand with him, and they had a lot of activity. They saw a couple deer, and he shot this deer. And of course, his dad's more excited than he is, you know. And he's hitting them on the back and giving them high fives. And so the kid's telling the story later, right?
Right.
And he said, well, you know, what'd your dad do? He said, oh, he gave me an awkward man hug. 9 years old. Awkward man hug. Oh, man.
That's funny.
All right, Wesley. Funny. Well, I'll tell you what. If your son gets a deer, you better give him an awkward man hug, that's for sure.
I'm going to do that.
Darn right, buddy.
I'll tell him about it, too.
Thanks for the call.
All right.
See you, buddy. Bye. Thanks. Bye-bye. Hey, win a muzzleloader from CVA, a beautiful Wolf muzzleloader, stainless steel camo. CVA.com is where you can check out the full line of products from CVA. They do the Power Belt bullets and the Bergera barrels, and they do the Claw gunslings. And I've got all those things, and I really enjoy shooting the CVA muzzleloader that I've got, and you can too. All you got to do is call us, 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680 is our phone number. Leave your name and number, and we will be more than glad to put you in the contest at the end of the second hour. This show, this week, today, within, you know, hour and a half of now, we're going to pull the winner for that. And, you know, the 100 or so folks that we got in the contest, somebody's going to be a winner. So that's the number. All right, let's talk about some other stuff here. The headline was NRP charges four. And then the real story said NRP charges three men with hunting out of season. This was October 22nd. Acting on a citizen tip, Maryland Natural Resources police officers on patrol near Old Town charged three Anne Arundel County men with multiple hunting infractions on Saturday. This is Old Town. That's either Allegheny or it's Allegheny County. Jason Dana Calloway, 29, Zachary Ryan Janikowitz, 23, and Daniel Avis Hackman, 36. All should know better, and all of Glen Burnie were cited for hunting without a Maryland license and hunting during the closed season. Three men were also issued warnings for failure to wear blaze orange and failure to possess a secondary form of identification. Officers arrived at 11 a.m. at the vicinity of Martin's Mountain Lane after a citizen complained that the hunters were using rifles during muzzleloader season. Well, Janikowitz was hunting with a shotgun with rifled slugs. Hackman had a 30-30 lever-action rifle. Calloway shot a deer with his muzzleloader and then a 45 caliber handgun. Men are scheduled to appear on December 12th in Allegheny District Court.
Just a good old boys. Never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way, the only way.
I can't stand poachers. Scofflaws. Throw the book
well,
at
that's
them.
Just a little bit more than the law will allow.
Can't take their license. They don't have one. You better do something. Wildlife Poaching Prevention Act of 2012. All right. Ed in Sykesville. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
Good. What's up?
Took my boy down the shore doing a little sick of deer hunting.
Yeah?
And he's 10 years old, went through the hunter safety course, and he got himself a sick of deer.
Did he?
Shot his first sicka. We had a blast. I had to drag him back in the swamp in our canoe every day.
That's right.
And I thought it was going to be a little bit too much for him. The water's deep, but we were able to get the canoe within 100 yards of our stand. And it worked out nice, and he had a great time. And I'll tell you, I got an older son, and I put them both through the hunter safety course when they were 10. And I take them to the range a lot. They are into the sport. And
that's cool.
You know, I just totally urge everyone to take their sons and daughters hunting.
Oh, I got to tell you, it is great.
Set your season aside, man, and work with your kids. It's so important.
That's right.
The reward is, you know, bigger than anything that you'll ever achieve. I mean, as far as, you know, anything you're ever going to do out there hunting yourself.
Right,
you know?
Exactly. Did you take some pictures?
I've shot a ton of deer, and it's about them now, you
yep.
know?
Yep. Did you take any pictures?
I did.
All right.
Of course.
Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com with a little story.
All righty, man.
Yep. Where are the kids from? What he used? and, you know, where he shot the deer. That's pretty much basic stuff.
Gotcha.
We'll try to get that picture in one of the issues of the upcoming Maryland Hunting Quarterly. We are headed to the printers early next week. We are jam-packed full this time. Jam-packed.
Well,
I mean, we've got great stories from kids all across the state of Maryland. We've got pictures. We've got sick of deer. We've got blood trailing tips and techniques. It's just loaded up. We got two great venison recipes and a goose recipe that would you just makes your mouth water. So, yeah, I'm excited. This is probably going to be our biggest issue ever. So we're really
great.
Yep, we're really excited about it. So,
but it's
Maryland Hunting Quarterly, available free all across the state and online at MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. Just got to
gotcha.
Shameless.
Well, have a great day and keep this wonderful program going.
I'm trying, buddy. Just needs the support of the sponsors. That's all it needs.
I hear you.
Thank you, buddy. See ya. All right, Ed. Thank you very much. Jim in Parkville. Good morning. How you doing, Jim?
Yeah, I've never been bow hunting. I'd like to know when the season is in Maryland for bow hunting for deer.
Okay. And?
And also crossbow.
Have you taken a hunter's...
Legal or can you give me a rundown?
Sure, Jim. I can do that. The archery season for deer in Maryland comes in the first Friday before the 15th of September. So it came in on September 6th this year. In September, before the 15th. It used to always be the 15th, and now it's the Friday before the 15th.
Okay.
So this year it was the 6th of September.
Okay, so it'll end when?
January 31st.
Okay. Now what about, that's for bow, what about crossbow?
Same thing. Crossbow is legal in all the Maryland bow seasons. Crossbow
just as legal as a regular bow.
Absolutely, yes, sir. Have you taken a hunter safety? Have you taken a hunter safety education course?
I haven't been hunting since I was 14 years old. I'm 62, and I want to do it next year, possibly even this year. But
all
I
right.
want to do a little reading up and see how to field dress a deer and all that.
Sure. Are you?
I have some fun.
Okay. Good. Good for you.
Thank you very much.
Do you have a place?
Pardon me?
Do you have a place?
No.
Ah, you need a place to go. All right, very good.
What now?
Do you have a location where you can go to hunt?
Do you have a hunting spot? Yeah, I do have a location. Yeah, I have a location.
All right.
Okay, what would a license cost on something like that for a crossbow?
Basic license is $24.50. Then you need a bow stamp, which is, I believe, $6.
Okay.
And, you're going to be in under $50 if you want to do everything.
Okay.
All right.
And that would include doe and buck?
In archery season, you're allowed one antlered buck. And in central Maryland, in Region B, unlimited amount of does.
Region B.
Yeah, that's everything. That's everything east of the western side of Washington County. So if you're hunting in Baltimore and central Maryland, you're okay.
Okay, I can look that up. Thank you very much, sir.
All right. You can go online to Maryland, www.dnr.maryland.gov, G-O-V.
DNR.
DNR.maryland.gov. It'll answer all your questions.
Thank you very much.
Or you can go to your local... You can go to your license place and get a rule book, yeah. The Guide to Hunting and Trapping, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, buddy. See ya.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Hello, Richard. How are you?
Good morning, sir. Enjoy the show.
What's up?
I have a question about last week's show.
I'll try.
About the oysters.
I'm not the expert, but I will try.
Okay. Well, toward the end of the program, your guest made a comment about people eating oysters, and he listed several health concerns about eating oysters.
That's correct.
Was he only referring to raw oysters?
Raw oysters, yes, sir.
Only.
Okay. Yes, raw oysters. What he was referring to is a bacteria called Vibrio, V-I-B-R-I-O. And we discussed that prior to him coming on the air because I had eaten some raw oysters. And, Brian knows. I lost, I'd say, about 8 pounds in a week. And I blamed it on the oysters, but it could have been anything else. I mean, I also had a tooth extracted the day before I ate the oyster, so who knows?
Well,
we talked about Vibrio, and any cooking will kill that. It's a bacteria, so any cooking will kill that.
You just answered my next question.
I knew you were going there. So.
Okay, thank you, Alan.
You got it, buddy. Thanks. Bye. Bye-bye. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. I stopped there the other day. I picked up an A5, and I said, you know what? I got to save my shekels. Maybe I'll trade in a couple of my other shotguns on this beautiful humpback A5 Browning, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best performing, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. I talked to Billy, and Billy, one of the owners, said, I shot one of these last year. He said, I took every imaginable type of shell that I had for waterfowl, 2 3/4, 3, and he only shoots a 3-inch, you know, that's available in a 3.5, but we both like the 3-inch as opposed to anything else. So, and he said, this gun ate everything I put in it. What he means by that is, no jams, no foul ups, no nothing. It was just very quick cycling, and the recoil was good. Billy's not a large man, and he said, recoil's fine. He said, not worried about it. And when he took one apart, and I looked at that thing. I said, man, that doesn't look anything like my semi-automatic. He goes, nope. He said, it's very easy to clean. It's a very, very clean gun. You'll enjoy it very much. So I'm just pushing the A5 Browning humpback right now. It's brand new. It has a 100,000 round or 5-year guarantee, the kinematic drive system. And, of course, the full line of firearms is available from Clyde Sports Shop. That includes the BPS pump shotgun in all the gauges, the Maxis auto loader, the Gold Light 10-gauge, the X-Bolt high-powered rifle. And, of course, for the shooting sports, the Satori, the 725 Satori sporting clay shotgun, and the BT-99 trap gun. See them all at Clyde Sports Shop. Go on the website, ClydeSports.com, or give them a call at 410-242-6108.
Don't be fooled by cheap crab prices. That's bull stuff. NBS Seafood offers only Maryland live crabs, a little more expensive, but well worth it. Avoid the pre-steamed, mushy, flavorless crab scandal. Get your live Maryland crabs at NBS Seafood. Maryland watermen supply the best local crabs caught today for you to enjoy tonight. Cook your own crabs to unlock that special flavor that Maryland blues are famous for. Just 20 minutes in your steamer, so good your taste buds scream. We even have a crab spice for you. Call NBS Seafood at 410-271-3202. NBS Seafood has fresh Maryland crab meat, live Maine lobsters, live crawfish, wild-caught Gulf shrimp, and many fresh and flash frozen delights. And they shed their own soft crabs in their own tanks for the cleanest, freshest, soft crabs anywhere. NBS Seafood has a roadside stand at 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie, next to Jim Donnie's RV. Open 7 days, Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 6:30, Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 6:30. That phone number, 410-271-3202. 271-3202 for live crabs, NBS Seafood. No bull stuff sold here.
Hey, NBS Seafood, you know the soft crab season is over, but they've got those fresh Chincoteague and Pocomoke oysters either in the shell or by the pint.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. The Doe Harvest Challenge is now statewide. Deer hunters, by donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
This is Mark Levin inviting you to join me every weeknight from 7 to 9 with the most powerful names in talk, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
start shaking. Your heart gets to pumping. Your knees get to knocking. And your mind starts racing. It's a feeling like you never felt before. Have you coming back for more? Buck fever, gonna get you, boy. Buck fever, have you praying to the Lord. That rack, that grunt, that stare, that stomp will make you a believer. And buck fever.
All right, we're back. We're back. We're back. Yes, indeed. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Jump in here, get yourself a chance on the muzzle loader. We've got a whole bunch of folks that have joined us online as far as an email and that type of thing. So we're looking forward to drawing some names here very shortly on that. And, during the break, we'll get the tickets ready and we'll put them in the hat and we'll add to them as we get more calls and we'll... Hopefully the excitement will build and grow and, you know. Hey, it's got a nice muzzleloader. It's camo finish, you know, synthetic stock. It's got a stainless steel barrel. It's the Wolf model. And it is it's a nice muzzleloader from CVA. They make good products, that's for sure. 410, it'll be CBM 680, 410-922-6680. Turkey season opens today. October 26th and continues through November 2nd, 2013. The fall turkey hunting is only permitted in Garrett, Allegheny, and Washington counties with a bag limit of one turkey per hunter. The turkey surveys conducted by DNR show slightly below average level of reproductive success in the spring and summer, but the overall population level in the open counties should be similar to what hunters encountered last fall. The annual MAST survey conducted by DNR shows that the acorn abundance is very low this fall, a condition which may force turkeys into crop fields and other areas where they're more easily observed by hunters. And you can check the turkey hunting regulations on the DNR website. Also, the youth waterfowl days are coming up. The next one is next Saturday, November 2nd. And youth ages 15 or younger that are licensed or license-exempt may hunt ducks, geese, merganser, and coot in public and private waterfowl hunting areas when accompanied by an adult at least 21 years old who holds a valid Maryland hunting license or is exempt. The adult aide may call waterfowl, assist with decoys, and retrieve downed birds, but may not possess a hunting weapon. Young waterfowl hunters must have a receipt showing they purchased a Maryland migratory bird hunting stamp, which is printed on their hunting license. Hunters age 15 and younger do not need to purchase a federal duck stamp. And the bag limits are the same for the youth waterfowl days as the regular season, except one black duck may be taken and two Canada geese may be taken when hunted within the AP Canada goose hunting zone. Five Canada geese may be taken in the resident goose hunting zone. So that's coming up. Wow. Tom in Pasadena, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
What's up?
Just want to say hi to you. Thanks for everything you've been doing. I'm going to take a chance on maybe me getting me a nice muzzleloader, me do some hunting there. But today I'm going fishing.
Good for you. Where are you going?
I'm going out there. I'm in a little spot out there. I'm going to stay by the rocks. That's all I'm saying. We're at the bay, but there's rockfish out there by the rocks. They're running about 30, 35 inches out there right now. So I'm going to wait the sun goes up. I'm going to nail them.
All right. Well, let me know.
I will.
Send me a picture.
I can do this.
All right. Ellis at EllisOutdoors.com.
Okay.
Thank you, buddy.
Good day.
Good luck. Thank you. Jeff in Baltimore, good morning. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. Yourself, sir?
Good.
Yeah, well, I want to just share a little experience. My constant seeking for some place to find a fish without getting in a boat in the bay. I find pretty places. I find very interesting people. And occasionally I catch a little fishy here or two, but I went over to Rocky Point State Park.
Oh, yeah.
The other day, and I was kind of minimal in my gear, and my string wasn't working too well, and I was getting more annoyed. I wanted to swim across the cove and go play golf instead, but I'm in there. I used to use fishing to relax my golf, but then I picked up fly fishing, which is the golf of fishing.
That's true, yeah.
But
are you a fly fisherman, Jeff?
I like to do that.
Yeah,
as well.
you have all the gear with all the right names on it, all the proper the proper labels in the proper position.
I'm not that anal about all those things, and I tend to do that in the stream. I'm trying to take up the bay fishing and some rod and some not with the fly rod.
Did your fly rod cost more than a month's mortgage payment?
No, I'm not there either. I like it simple, and maybe that's why I keep everything simple and cheap as much as possible. I was over there, and I met a couple of nice folks fishing out there, and I went around the bend to the point, and I kind of hiked on once I left the little pier where the boat is. I was kind of around on the inside, but I went to the outer bank there, and there was a bunch of folks fishing with the big rods, and just kind of sitting out there, and started talking to a very interesting, pretty self-renowned and maybe state-renowned fisherman by the name of Earl. I won't say his last name.
Okay. State renowned, huh?
Very interesting. Okay. Very full of information and very enjoyable. He let me even use his rod, kind of man one of his rods. And then right on the point, this is what was most encouraging. A gentleman had about a 25 to 28 inch rockfish and about a similarly sized giant catfish.
Wow.
And then I watched my Earl friend catch two or three, he had a funny name for him. Penitentiary perch or something. I don't know. But it was smaller rockfish.
Pajama perch. Penitentiary perch. Yeah. Bass.
10 to 12, 14 inch. But at least I noticed and saw real fish come out of the water on the ground, and I was excited to come back again soon and give
good
it a try.
Good for you.
Myself.
All right, brother. Very good, Jeff. Thanks for sharing that. I appreciate it.
I'm still looking for anybody that wants to. Take me hunting someday and maybe do some mentoring, or if there's a program or something that could take a rookie hunting and see.
We have a number of states that have that. We don't have that in Maryland, but unfortunately, no, we don't. There's a number of states that have that mentorship type program. I think Virginia has it, and there's some other ones, but we have not done that yet in Maryland. So,
all right, well, who knows?
We need to take our General Assembly hunting, because right now, if you heard the beginning of the show. The running mate for the disgraced Douglas Gansler, the Attorney General of Maryland.
Right.
Do you believe Maryland gun control laws are too strict? This is from a 2006 interview. Not strict enough or just right? Not strict enough. Let's outlaw handguns and semi-automatic weapons, retaining access to reasonable hunting weapons like single-shot rifles and shotguns. All right, buddy. Thank you.
You take care, boy.
See ya. Bye-bye. There he goes. Brian in Easton. Thank you for calling. How you doing, Brian?
Yeah, I appreciate it, Alan.
Good. You going hunting today?
I'm going down the woods to go bow hunting this morning.
Good for you. You wearing your orange? Don't forget. You
got
to wear orange.
Yeah, it's muzzleloading season, too.
Yep. So we don't want to...
Always turn your show on the way down the woods. We like to listen to you.
All right. Well, I hope I give you a little bit of a laugh anyway from time to time.
You do. Took my girlfriend's boy muzzleloader hunting last weekend, and he wasn't there 20 minutes, and he got one. The phone rang. Man, you should have heard the excitement in his voice.
Send me a picture. Send me the story. Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com.
Right.
Yep.
All right, Alan.
We'll put it in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly.
Okay, we'll do.
All right, Brian. Good luck today.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye. There he goes. Vince in Chestertown. Good morning, Vince. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
I got up this morning and it's a little cold, and I got thinking, I never hear about anybody sea duck hunting on the show.
Say that again?
Nobody ever talks about sea duck hunting.
Other than me, I love sea duck hunting.
I know it. You know, I was thinking, I was fishing from the 14th to the 21st, caught a lot of nice fish up to 28 inch and 3 or 4 feet. So that man with a fly rod should try that sometime. That's a lot of fun.
That would be fun. Yep.
But this time of year, they start coming down.
Right.
And I'll tell you, what do you carry 4 boxes of shells with you?
People
don't understand is they don't come into a set, they fly over them.
That's correct. Yep. We got my first time I ever went. I fired 78 shots and killed 5 ducks.
But it's a lot of fun.
it's a heck of a lot of fun. I love shooting those sea ducks.
There was a fellow that lived in Hillsborough here on the shore.
Yep.
He wrote a book about how to prepare and eat them.
Yep.
Of course, not everybody would agree with that.
Right.
you know, most people talk about, you know, put them on a board.
Well, yeah, that.
Throw the duck away. And
yeah.
Support.
I've eaten them. I like them. I like them. If you do it right, they're very, very palatable.
But he had a recipe where he soaked them in buttermilk.
Yep. Soak them in buttermilk.
Yeah. Wasn't bad.
Nope. Soak them in, you soak them in, soak them in a little salt and a little baking soda overnight. Get the blood out of them.
Well, maybe some of your listeners will comment about sea duck hunt. That would be an interesting subject.
Maybe we'll have to get some resident sea duck guy. We had Pit Boss on here a while back and talked about sea duck hunting. That was years ago.
Was it?
Yeah, but yeah, we'll Jeff. I can't remember Jeff's last name. I just lost it right there. So, all right,
we'll talk about. Hi.
All right, Vince. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Buck Bomb works all season long with its downwind full coverage particulate dispersal spray. It's the easiest and most effective deer scent delivery system, period. Choose Ambush, Doe Pea, or Vanilla Curiosity Set, and Buck Bomb is your choice for the rut. The traditional Doe and Estrus spray is still number one to attract bucks. Now there's the Detonator, a canister with a wick that holds any Buck Bomb scent, hangs on a nearby limb, and brings the bucks close. When you're done, simply roll the wick into the canister for another day. The no-leak O-ring seal prevents any scent from escaping. Trigger the detonator with the Igniter, a 4-ounce bottle of liquid Doe and Estrus scent. This potent combination is your best bet for the rut. Visit your local Buck Bomb retailer or order online at buckbomb.com or call 1-866-850-6653. Fishermen, you can try the new Fish Bomb Menhaden Quick Slick from the makers of Buck Bomb. The Buck Bomb blows away traditional scent products. Hunt smart, increase your odds with the Buck Bomb. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Alan Ellis here for Hammer Hollow Outfitters. Looking for a place to hunt for quality deer or waterfowl? Hammer Hollow Outfitters has thousands of acres spread over 9 farms on Maryland's eastern shore. Brian Doyle and Ken Kirchner are dedicated to your success and your safety. Hammer Hollow has proven blinds for ducks and geese, and their farms produce big bucks year after year. Your chances are good for a fair chase mature whitetail. Visit their website, hammerhollowoutfitters.com, or call 410-903-2872. Hammer Hollow Outfitters, 410-903-2872 for geese, ducks, and quality buck. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Don't miss the best of Rush Limbaugh on Rush's Weekend Review, now on Sundays from 2 to 4 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Filling coolers, loading up, a weather beam mag, Marty Robbins turned up. Hey boys, I'm getting nervous, my knees are getting weak, I can almost see him coming out of them trees. Big bulls, big bucks, mountain roads and pickup trucks, hunting all day just to catch a glimpse of.
Thank you for the inquiry. We get one of these a week or so, every week or so. People want to know about our most interesting man in the world, Charles, Dr. Charles from Baltimore City. Last time we talked to him, I believe, was in late August, and he had called and asked that somebody wish him happy birthday, and many of you called in and did do that. Of course, we sang to him. Charles had told us that he was not doing well at the time. He was, you know, he's in his mid-80s. Well, I left several messages. I finally got a call back from a young lady who claimed to be his caretaker, who's been with him for a decade or more. And she filled me in that Charles had suffered a fall, and he had been in the hospital for about 2 weeks. He struck his head and was recovering in the hospital, was about to get out of the hospital, but has been in declining health for quite a while. So I just want to let you know, as far as our listeners, that Charles is still with us. I don't know if he's listening, but he is indeed missed as one of our callers, one of our most interesting callers we've ever had, and frequent callers here on the Outdoors and Radio Show. But I just thought I'd let you know that Charles is he's okay. He's not great, but he's okay. And so for those of you who are listening and concerned, there you go. All right. That brings us to the end. We got Carl on the line. See if Carl will hang through the break, and we'll talk to him right after the break. We have no guests coming up this week. It's just you and me. And your phone calls at 410-922-6680. If you have to leave us now, well, we'll be back after the news and with more of your calls and more information. And my name is Alan Ellis. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. And now it's time for me to remind you to get out. Stay out. That's what your mom used to tell you. But stay safe. Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide.